This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Now, of course, one of the complaints we often make about news coverage about paranormal events is they've been treated seriously. Of course, UFOs are treated more seriously now with the 2017 article in the New York Times and the Washington Post and Politico and the Pentagon program and Tom DeLonge. I don't know how serious that is. But what's really bad about the mainstream media is consolidation. So people, of course, talk about liberal media and such things. Really, it's corporate media in terms of broadcasting. So we go into it, but NBC, CBS, ABC, ABC is Disney, by the way, Fox, owned by big corporations, the CW with all the superhero shows, that's a combination of Warner Brothers and CBS. See what I mean? Big corporations. And that means they control the news that you hear. As far as the news that you read, the local newspaper has been an endangered species for many years. And there's more and more consolidation. And now there's a report here that the two largest newspaper chains in America are merging. It's Gatehouse Media, which is owned by a private equity corporation, and Gannett. Gannett is an old newspaper chain going back, I think, to the 19th century, and most of you will know the publications they have. They include the Arizona Republic. I used to be a columnist for them. USA Today, the Detroit Free Press, and the Palm Beach Post, and the Austin American Statesman, and the Akron Beacon Journal are Gatehouse. So it's all going to be merged, which means, of course, when you have a merger, it's not just synergies or all that. It means people are being let go. Newsrooms might be shrunk. They may combine the news from several papers. You see what I mean? With a few local splashes. What this means is there will be less sources for reliable news as a result of mergers like this and what's happening in the broadcast industry. So we folks laboring in the paranormal fields wanting to get the word out about UFOs, we have fewer outlets, unfortunately. Lorian Fenton, our guest for this week. Let me ask you quickly before we talk about last week's episode and other stuff, what's your feeling about the loss of independent media?
Oh, Gene, well, thank you so much for having me on the show today. First of all, thank you. I really appreciate being here. Second, the conglomerations that are emerging in the mainstream media, oh, my God, what a nightmare. Does nothing good for us. It doesn't help the UFO community. It doesn't help the conspiracy community. It doesn't help my JFK community. It doesn't help any of them at all because it's all around mind control. That's what this is all about. It's all about taking over every scrap of media, social media, print media, television media, cable media, any place they can go, even your sports programs, all have versions of mind control involved in them. And if people don't realize that, then, you know, I don't even know what to say anymore. It's just crazy. How did this happen to us? See, the problem is the RICO Act, the Monopolies Act, you know, whatever it was. I can't even remember what it is right now because I'm so riled up. But there is an act in our government that doesn't allow this to happen. Do you remember when the telephone companies broke up in the, was it 70s, early 80s, that they broke them all up because their AT&T was buying them all up, I think. Is that correct?
AT&T was Ma Bell. They owned everything.
That's right. And they owned everything, and they made them break them up because you cannot have fair trade and commerce, real commerce, if there's an oligarchy, a monopoly, these people running every aspect of your life. It's like, okay, I'll give you a great example. I'm living in California. We just had all these fires again. PG&E is our only source of electricity here in the whole freaking state. And I can't tell you what that does. This is an example of a giant monopoly that they should have broken up years ago, and every city, every county in California should have run their own electrical company. And that's how it should have been. But they got in with the government. I don't know how they're doing it. PG&E started raising our rates after the Colma explosion. Do you remember that? Where they killed like 5 people and they destroyed a whole neighborhood with a gas explosion, and they were found guilty because all their gas lines were faulty. After that, they declared bankruptcy, and then they started raising our rates, and they said it was because the company that sells them electricity was raising the rates on them. Well, it turns out that the company selling them the electricity, they also owned.
Talk about self-dealing.
I know. I was like, I was flabbergasted and nobody paid any attention to this happening. It was like, it just happened. I'm like, why are people so complacent that they allow all this to go on? Well, anyhow, the shenanigans finally got exposed. I think it was through the San Jose Mercury News, by the way, which was a Garnet Enterprise, I think. Oh, you know, woe is the day that the poor San Jose Mercury News, who had Gary Webb and everybody involved with them years ago. Do you remember that whole scandal? The cocaine dealing in South LA. Anyhow, I'm going off on a tangent, but the point I'm trying to make is, it's just that how can these things happen right under our noses and we don't pay attention? And I got to tell you, folks, it's all because they're slapping you every day with some form of mind control to keep you like a sheep, just like they do from the day you walk in at the first grade in grade school. They start making everybody conform, and if you don't conform now, they put you on drugs. Back when I was a kid, they'd slap your wrist or they'd tell you you're going to hell if you went to a Catholic school. If you went to a public school, they tell you that you never get a job, you're never going to amount to anything, you know, that kind of tactic. But now they just throw the kids on drugs. And then look what happens. I mean, it's mind-boggling. I don't even know what to say. Don't get me angry.
You're not angry now? As someone once said in a comic book, you don't want to see me when I'm angry.
That's right. It's like, I can't believe that people allow this stuff to happen every day right under their noses, and they do nothing about it, and they don't care until we have something like the fire, then all their electricity is turned off. Everybody's like up in arms about the fact that every grocery store lost millions of dollars worth of food. People died because they couldn't get their oxygen, even though they had backup generators. I mean, all kinds of things were going on. It was insanity for 5 days here in California. And it was punishment. It had nothing to do with anything. It had everything to do with the fact that they never upgraded the system for 50 years. 50 years they refused to upgrade the system. They were supposed to put all their wiring underground years ago. They never did it. They were supposed to insulate all the wiring out on the roads that are still above ground. They never did it. They didn't do anything they needed to do so that their shareholders could get huge profits and all the CEOs could get millions of dollars every year. And that's what they did. And we all got, you know, just bamboozled over this whole thing.
Welcome to corporate America, ladies and gentlemen. Here in the Phoenix area, the Phoenix metro area, we have two electric companies servicing us. Obviously, each has their own territory. One is APS, the other is SRP, which stands for Salt River Project. Now, we have SRP here, and during the summer, we get occasional power outages. In Arizona, they can get up to 120 in the shade. Now imagine the power goes out for a few hours. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. The power going out for a few hours is not a problem. But when they start telling you just days before they're going to do it, we're having a weather event, they use that as an excuse. And then they punish the whole state, all of us. It was like 9 million people have no power for 5 days, up to 5 days, most of them.
This was really I was listening to one of your recent shows about this, and I was going to be bringing this up in the show to see if things have stabilized with your power and fires down there and explore some of the extent of it. But I was really amazed at the extent of the power losses and the length of time that literally hundreds of thousands of people were out of power down there in Northern California.
I want to tell you this, I'm going to be amazed at the announcements coming up. More to come with Lori and Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, and multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Now, on the Paracast, quite often when we start the show, we have a few ideas of where we want to go. But Lorian Fenton is just so great in telling us about what's going on. And I know she's a little shy about it. You've noticed that. But really, 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 we're seeing here how we can bring up conspiracies about everything, about corporate control, government control. I mean, we can go many directions here. Power companies, especially, the way they can exert control over you. Look, we can cut your power if we don't like you, okay? But even worse, imagine hacking the power grid, which they can do. You know, we talked about the 2016 election, how hackers from Russia, and 24 of them, by the way, were indicted by Bob Mueller in that particular investigation, but they can never be charged because they're in Russia. Now, we don't have to go into the politics about this, but if they can do that, and they did that quite easily, power grids, what else? Nuclear power plants? My heavens.
Well, nuclear is just, you know, another aspect. I mean, you'll get the people on the nuclear side saying, oh, it's so clean and it's so much better than the CO2 emitting power plants. But when you really start to look into it, it's still not that safe. Something like 70% of them are leaking radiation right now. There could be another meltdown at any given time. And, you know, Lorian, what you were saying about people just getting used to things going wrong and big companies having things go wrong, like, let's not forget Fukushima now, too.
Yeah, Fukushima is still leaking radiation every day, and no one's talking about it anymore. It makes me nuts.
Exactly, and the amount that it's leaking, if it would have been reported, say Fukushima never happened, just the amount that it's leaking on a daily basis would be a front-page report.
That's right.
For some reason, and this drives me crazy too, just like you were saying, and I'm so glad somebody else out there in the world recognizes this, how does that become just your daily paradigm, your worldview, that we live in a world where this stuff just goes on every day, and it's just, well, you know, yeah.
It's mind control. I'm sorry. You know, everybody thinks I'm the mind control crazy lady, okay? Instead of the crazy cat lady, I'm the crazy mind control lady. But I absolutely believe that now. I've been in this rabbit hole since I was born, practically, and about 4 or 5 years old, some extraordinary things started happening to me. And I've lived my life in a completely different way than most people. And thank God I did. I'm just going to give you a quick background on me. I became an artist. I started dancing very young. I started making jewelry. I was a potter. I was truly an artist. You know, I was doing many different medias. And I never really went to school. I did go to school. I'm like very just a couple credits short of a communications degree and a couple other things. But, you know, the point is I never really bought into school the way everybody else did. I dropped out of high school when I was 15 years old, and I went to college at night instead. Because I didn't like getting out of bed at, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning to go to school. So I left my junior year, first in the junior year. I said, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't like the way they make me get out of bed at 7:30 and go to school all day. I don't like it. And I went to a counselor and I said, what else could I do? She goes, well, very few people do this, but if you drop out, you can go get your GED at the college nearby at night if you want, or during the day or whatever. And I said, no, I wanted to go work, get a job and go to school at night. She goes, sure, whatever, you know? So that's what I did. I went off and got a job and I left home at 16 years old. The month I turned 16, I left home and I got a job and I went to school at night and went to college, and I stayed in college until I was about 20 years old, off and on, because, you know, when you're going at night, it's only part-time, so it takes a while to get where you're going. In the meantime, I eventually moved to San Francisco. I was living in Portland, Oregon during all that time, and I had a full-time job as a manager of a Fred Meyer store. I bet a lot of people know what Fred Meyer's is. And so I was working during the days, going to school at night, dancing, doing all kinds of things, doing my pottery and, you know, what have you. And I eventually ended up in San Francisco in a dance company. And I just kind of stopped going to school at that point. Later on, I went back again and got a communication, not a communications, I'm sorry, IT certification, and got into computers very heavily. But of course, it was the boom back then in Silicon Valley, and it was just the thing to do. Everybody was getting something in computers down here in San Francisco. So,
by the way, talking about Fred Meyer, let me interrupt.
Yeah,
Fred Meyer is owned by Kroger.
That's right.
Which is, I guess, the largest supermarket chain outside of like Walmart.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember when they were independent, though, my grandmother was one of the first people that ever worked with Fred Meyer himself, and they were friends of our family. And his wife, Eve, when she died, this is a funny story in the family, Fred Meyer courted my grandmother and almost married her, but she decided she didn't want to. And, you know, I'd be sitting here very filthy rich right now. Had that happened, but it didn't. So there you go. But yeah, I don't know why I was telling you about my background. I completely lost my train of thought. The point to all this is,
let me remind you, it's you were leading into how you became convinced that there is some sort of mind control going on.
Exactly.
And you know, I can see that because you were bucking the whole socialization thing right from the beginning.
Exactly. What I did was that I became an independent thinker because of my art and because of going to school when I wanted to and doing things the way I wanted to do. I never got stuck in the trap of, you know, you've got to get good grades. You got to stay here. You got to do this now. You've got to do prom. You got to do college. You got to do, you know, whatever, the way everybody does it. And I got a real education in life, too, because I was out dancing at dance companies. I was partying at night in New York City. I mean, you know, there's things that you can't learn in school about life in general. You know, I think, sadly, a lot of people just think that's the way it is, and they don't think, they don't understand that you can go create your own path. And I've always been that way, and thank God I have, because look where it's led me. I mean, I've had 5 careers in my life. I'm now 10 years into radio about UFOs and mind control and JFK and everything that I love being involved with. And, you know, it's just amazing what's happened. And I also can recognize, and here's the most important reason I told you all of that, you know, inconsequential information, was basically this. When I see stuff like that whole fire thing happening with the monopoly and everything, I understand what's really going on. I look at it for what it really is. And I talk to the lady next door to me. She has no clue of what's going on out there. She thinks it's all politics. She's blaming it all on Trump. And I'm like, okay, you can sit here and you can blame PG&E's problems all on Trump. Everybody in California is blaming everything on Trump. They don't even think about it. They just go straight to, I hate Trump, and that's the reason PG&E shut off the power. I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, this is how short our the complexity of critical thinking has happen. We've gotten to the point where we go one step out of the box and we can't handle it. We just blame it on Trump.
On the other hand, when Obama was president, we blamed it on him. Part of it is we live in two realities. We're so polarized that one group has their own reality and their own media. The other group has their reality. And yes, there is a real reality somewhere that extends more in one direction than the other. But speaking of reality, we have this coming up. Laurie and Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Louisiana Democrat Governor John Bel Edwards won re-election on Saturday. Edwards narrowly defeated his Republican opponent, Eddie Rasponi, despite President Trump traveling to the state twice over the final 11 days to campaign for the GOP candidate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement is moving forward and may be voted on by the end of this month. Democratic Congressman from Michigan, Dan Kildee, says stuff is getting done in Washington.
We spend a lot of time working with our fellow Republicans across the aisle, so that doesn't come through, I know, but it's hard to sort of sit back and watch all the focus appeared to be on impeachment when there's a lot of business that this country needs to get at, and many of us are working on that.
Kildee speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So Lorian Fenton is talking here about mind control and certainly having the corporate media, big companies controlling all the information you get. Controlling the entertainment. You know, like Disney Company bought 20th Century Fox. They own Marvel. They own, of course, Star Wars. 40% of the entertainment industry is controlled by one company.
And, you know, the interesting part about all that is way back in the day when Disney was working with the CIA, Disneyland was one of the creations that was used to control children's aspect about good and evil. I mean, I don't know if you guys got that there was a whole study done about how Disneyland was one of the first kind of nod to the CIA with Walt Disney. You know, how do we control people? And making movies about princesses and the prince and all that, it really helps mold people into believing false realities. You know, fairy tales are not real. They're fairy tales for a reason. And that's what he was selling. And all of us little girls back in the, you know, 40s, 50s, and 60s were like, oh, you know, Barbie and, you know, Sleeping Beauty and Snow White and all that. We're all going to get that prince in the end, you know. Well, that was all a mind control scam. It was to keep the women at home and had everything to do with not allowing women's suffrage. Well, they were suffragettes in the 1900s, but, you know, I mean, women's lib and all that happening in the 60s. It was all part of that. It's all training to keep us down and not causing waves. It goes way back. I mean, the whole mind control thing through the CIA, and my God, I hope everybody's done their research on it because it'll just blow your mind. How many pots that the CIA had their hands in. And here's something else that everybody may not know about. The Zodiac Killer and Charles Manson were sharing a cell together in Deerfield Prison back in the late, God, it must have been the late 40s or early, no, it was the early 50s. I'm sorry, it was 53, 54, 55. And there was a CIA mind control program that was brought to that prison, and they took 10 cells, two inmates each. There were 5 cells, 2 inmates each, 10 prisoners, and they were put through a mind control program. We don't know what happened to the other 8. They probably were turned out to be some famous serial killer somewhere. But what the CIA was doing at that time was creating serial killers to see if they could do it. And this was an offshoot of the Cameron Project that would later happen, I think, in the 70s. This was kind of the beginnings of it, and they were trying to see what kind of murderers they could create to go around the world and assassinate people without any memory of doing it. Well, it kind of backfired, and they ended up with Charles Manson and the Zodiac Killer. And here's the other part to this that just makes me sick to my stomach, is the fact that they followed both of those guys around, and we believe, we're pretty sure, that Tex, the guy that was part of the Manson family, was actually Manson's handler from the CIA and worked with them. I mean, how many guys do you know enough to go climb up a pole and stay not stoned on acid or anything else and orchestrate a murder on the scene while it happens? He climbs up a telephone pole, cuts off all the electricity. He's doing all these things that an operative might be much, you know, much more aware of than some, you know, stoned out hippie guy. And he orchestrated that whole murder of the LaBiancas and, you know, Sharon Tate and everybody else. And then Manson gets blamed for it all in the end. I don't think that Manson ever really got to the point where he formulated killing those people in particular. He may have been, you know, spouting helter-skelter, let's go kill these people, you know, kill the pigs, you know, whoever, the people in control. But I don't think he ever got to the point where he actually got down to saying, we're going to go to this house, here's the house plans, you guys go in there and do this murder. I think it was all Tex. This was part of their mind control program. To see, you know, if they could get away with it, if the CIA had accomplished what their mission was, and that was to basically get a group of people together and have them all murder people at their will. Oh, and, you know, what about Jonestown? That's another CIA project. And I have inside information on that that I can't talk about, but I'm telling you, folks, that actually was a CIA program all about the same thing, seeing how many people they could mind control, get them to do their bidding as a group of killers. And these are what I would call super soldiers, but it ranged in ages from 13 to, you know, 65 that they were trying to get at that point back at that time at Jonestown. Anyhow, I'm just saying, you guys, there's so much deep, dark, horrible things that the CIA and other agencies, not just the CIA, the CIA is just the tip of the spear, that have done to try to get everybody in this country under their thumb so they do what they're bidding. And it goes all the way from mind control and murder just to buying the pack of cigarettes that they want you to smoke.
I want to bring up this then, JFK. Some of the rumors state that he was killed by a combination of the CIA and organized crime. Or this guy who's actually being charged in connection with the Trump election, everything, Roger Stone, his statement years ago was that Lyndon Johnson engineered the assassination for obvious reasons.
He did. And Roger's absolutely correct. But he's just one of the spokes of the wheel. People ask me all the time, who killed JFK? And I say, the real question you should be asking is, who didn't? Let's see. ONI was in on it, the Office of Naval Intelligence. the UFO community at that time, and I, you know, like MJ-12 or whatever you want to call these people that ran the UFO scene, and it may have been the Department of Energy at the time. I'm not sure. It's a paperclip group, and I do know that they were involved in it as well. Also, the mob was involved, very much so. They were the boots on the ground kind of people. And we have LBJ. We've got Nixon was in on it. I'm just not sure to what extreme and what level. I haven't been able to glean that information yet. I'm still plowing through FOIA documents through a friend of mine that's a major JFK researcher, and we're still looking for Nixon, his involvement. But, yeah, everybody was involved. And the FBI, the CIA were involved. Even his brother, God, Robert.
Bobby?
Yeah, was involved, but not knowingly, though. See, the very interesting part to this is I always ask people this question. When I'm giving a presentation about JFK's murder, what I ask people are two questions. Who, you know, ask the right question, who wasn't involved? And then the other question is, how did Lee Harvey Oswald end up back in the United States, coming from Russia as a traitor and a spy, and get to come back here and just plop down in a house in New Orleans and have a life? How does that happen? Nobody ever asked that question. Well, the only way you can come back into the United States like that and just plop down somewhere and have a normal life is if the Attorney General of the United States lets you back in. That's it. So he was actually working for Robert Kennedy as well. And he was reporting to him, too, through another vicarious source that I can't talk about here on the radio show.
Okay, why would RFK want to kill his brother? Remember, he was also assassinated, and we can get into that later.
Yeah, no, he didn't have anything to do with it. I'm just saying, you know, he was aware of the plot. He was aware of what was going on. He just didn't know that the New Orleans connection was going to get that blown up and that Lee was going to end up being the patsy and be kept out of the loop on a bunch of stuff that was going to happen down in Dallas. So Lee, you couldn't get to them in time to say, look, this is going to happen, though he did try. I know he tried because Judith Ferry Baker, his girlfriend at the time, was on the phone with him 2 days before the assassination, and he said he was trying to get a message to Robert and to James Angleton. But now we find out that Angleton was involved in it as well. So, you know, it's like I said, it's not who shot him, it's who didn't shoot him and who was involved. So apparently his message never made it to Robert's desk. So sadly, because he let him back into the United States, because he was a major operator for the FBI, the CIA, Office of Naval Intelligence, and everybody else, you know, it ended up having his brother die, not because Oswald shot him, but because Oswald couldn't get to him in time to say, this is what's going to happen.
Now, so let's do our break here right now with Lorian. Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, Lorian Fenton, obviously we can see a motive for Johnson to want to kill Kennedy. The obvious motive, the fact that it happened in Dallas. But why would the others want to kill him?
Oh, they all had their reasons. I mean, he looked at it. Okay, first of all, the Warren Committee, the brothers Warren, John had completely fired them, what was a couple months before he was murdered. And they were after him. They couldn't stand him. He was trying to change everything that they were doing. And he was going to shatter the CIA into a million pieces. He was also going to work with Khrushchev to go to the moon together. And he also was going to work with the Russians on the whole UFO issue that was going on at the time. Because they knew about it. You know, I don't know if the Eisenhower landing is absolutely true or not. I've had so many different people tell me so many different things. And I want some solid proof. You know, I'm still looking through FOIA documents for that, too. You know, I don't look through the FOIA documents myself, folks. I have a lot of other people doing that, you know, we talk together and we try to figure out if we can find things that maybe John Green Wald missed, or maybe we have a different avenue to go into to look, or, you know, maybe there's someplace else in that big building that houses it all that we haven't looked yet. But anyhow, yeah, where was I going with this? I'm trying to remember.
Well, you know what? Before we go on, this obviously leads to another conspiracy, which is 9/11.
Oh, God, 9/11. You asked me was who, you know, why did all these other people want to do it? Well, they all had their reasons, trust me. And there's plenty of books out there about it. I'm turning to my right now, and I'm looking at probably 50 books on JFK assassination. And there are two books, there are two spiral-bound paper loose-leaf books I've got, and they are not real books yet because they are written by gentlemen that have been doing JFK assassination research their entire life. One of them was 16 years old or 17 when he went down to the Clay Shaw trial, and he will not release his book until his death because he knows things in that book that nobody else knows, and I've had privilege enough to be able to see the information. So I'm just telling you folks that there isn't any one group that shot him. They all had their reasons, and they're very varied and very disturbing reasons why they shot him. And the UFO thing was part of it as well. So anyhow, just we'll let that rest. Now, the next question you asked me was?
9/11.
Oh, okay. 9/11, I am absolutely convinced, was the thermite. It was burning it for so long afterwards. And I don't know, what is you guys' opinion on this? I mean, have you done shows on it? I'm sure you have a million shows on it.
Not a lot. And part of it is our original co-host, I think a friend of his, died in 9/11, and he was very sensitive about it. What I see here is that, if nothing else, it was possibly allowed to happen. They knew something was going to happen, and they didn't connect the dots, coordinate all the information. And therefore, it was allowed to happen by maybe incompetence. On the other hand, maybe it was something else. You can tell me that.
Yeah, well, here's what happened. Okay, the day it happened for me, my cousin is an airline stewardess, or she was. She just retired. She was number, like, 3 or 4 at Continental. That means she was like the fourth, you know, person left in the company as a stewardess. So that's how long she'd been there. She knew every pilot in the company. She knew everything about this. She calls me the day after it's happened, and she goes, I can't believe it. She goes, I've been shaking since this whole thing happened. She goes, I've been on the phone for the last 18 hours talking to all my pilot friends, and to a T, every one of them says there is no way a plane would go through the building like that at that speed. And they said it's so uncanny to think that it was going that slow and it didn't just crumble into a ball and fall down to the ground. They said because it was going too slow. It wasn't going fast enough to penetrate steel like that. And a plane is made out of a very, it's not a thick metal. I don't know what people are thinking, but it's like a tin can, seriously. You know, maybe the thickness of a very thick tin can. When that kind of thing hits, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't cut it like butter like we saw. So there was a big problem with that, and they were all very upset about it. And here's the next thing that happened to them. They all go to work after they're able to fly again. Every company throughout the United States, it was United Airlines, it was Continental, it was Southwest, it was every freaking airline out there. All of them were told, you cannot talk about this to the passengers, you can't talk about this to anybody, you can't tell them what your opinion is, you can't do any of this, or you will be fired. It's that simple. That's what they told everybody. So she was freaking out for a very long time, and so were all the pilots, because they know darn well that couldn't have happened the way it happened, okay? And they also said, as pilots, when planes blow up like that and the fuel burns, it doesn't necessarily, when you've hit something, it doesn't blow up like a bomb. What they told me was this. The plane, let's say it did go through the building and there was a big crash and all this, and then fuel would go out and it would start seeping all around, and then a spark would hit it and it would start a fire. It would not explode like that unless it was under high pressure of some sort. Yeah, they think when a plane hits the ground or hits a wall, let's say a plane just actually flew into a wall, it would crumple, the fuel would start going out over all over the ground, and then you'd have a big fire. Just like we saw when that plane didn't make the runway in San Francisco. Do you guys remember that a few years ago? And remember that
specific one?
Yeah, there was a woman that was, she made it out of the plane alive, but she got covered. She passed out, got covered with the foam, and then a truck drove over her and killed her. Oh my God, this is horrible. Anyhow, I'm just saying, planes don't blow up like a bomb. Okay, and that's what we saw with both planes, and they were just very flummoxed about that too. So I've never forgotten everything they've ever told me. Okay, moving on. 6 months later, I'm talking to an architect, and he said to me, "You know, I don't understand this. You know, I've gone over the plans, I've done all this stuff," and it wasn't Richard Gage. It was just some guy I knew out here in San Francisco. He goes, "I do not understand how that collapsed in its own footprint." He goes, "It doesn't make any sense." He goes, "If the plane is burning up there on the, you know, 126th floor and you got 75 floors above it, what should have happened is it should have collapsed at one side, one angle, whatever, the top part of that, and slid off, you know, in big chunks and fell to the ground and crunched a whole bunch of stuff around it." He goes, "It doesn't make any sense to me how the top that wasn't affected at all fell into its own footprint." He goes, I cannot make sense of this. And he's never been able to make sense of it. So think about that, you guys. Why is the top part of the building falling into its own footprint when this fire and everything below it is, you know, 75 or, you know, 150 feet or 200 feet below?
Things like this were predicted in a couple of movies in the 1990s. One was The Long Kiss Goodnight, featuring Gina Davis and Samuel L. Jackson. And in that, the villains were CIA agents who wanted to stage this terrorist act to get higher budgets, larger budgets, basically. There was a movie called The Siege about attacks, terrorist attacks in New York City, with Denzel Washington, Annette Bening. And in that particular one, we have the villain. The main villain was somebody who the CIA had as an asset, and they double-crossed him, kind of like we may have done with bin Laden, and therefore he came back after us. So the things the CIA did maybe in the 80s came back to haunt them through the 90s and early 2000s.
Well, yeah, that's true, because we did have the bombing of the World Trade Center with the blind sheik or whatever they called him back in, what was that, 4 or 5 years before the 2001?
Right. That's where the whole thing really begins.
Exactly.
Now I think, in my opinion, looking at it, of course, there's all sorts of counterpoint to everything that you've said so far, right? And then there's counterpoint to that counterpoint. And it's very, very complex. The best that I can figure from looking at what I can find, and admittedly, that's just all the information that's on the internet, which actually is quite a lot. There were real aircraft involved. There are definitely people missing, passenger manifests. Those flights were totally part of the systems from the airline companies. I don't think there was any fake airlines involved or fake planes.
You know, what isn't fake is this announcement, this block of announcements coming up. Talking about the 9/11 conspiracy with Lori and Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere.
Attack of the Rockoids, and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.